The Business of People with Lizelle Van Rijn. The Business of People with Lizelle. That's me. Hello. How odd, sitting here talking in a room by myself. Some very fancy equipment. Thank you to Pointview FM. I thought before we get into the conversations that we're going to have over the coming weeks and months, it might be a good idea to give you a little bit of sort of background lowdown on me. I'm the founder and the owner of a co-working space, and with that, I think is the assumption that I like people a lot. And I've made a business essentially out of people. So just before lockdown, in fact, in the start of the year, we sort of looked around and decided that a co-working space really can use and needs a podcasting studio. So we collaborated with Pointview and set the whole thing up. It took a few weeks for the equipment to arrive, and we were so excited. We unwrapped it and unpacked it and set it up and played and tested, and then, oh my God, Corona arrived in Cape Town. And today is day 91. So we've had 90 days of this. We're still in level 3 as I speak, which I'm sure none of you know what that means, because none of us really knows what that means. It means we can move around a bit more than we could in the beginning, which is great. We can exercise when we want. We're not restricted to just going out at 6 in the morning and coming back. And what a bizarre time, right? Fuck. I mean, no preparation, no warning. No, hey guys, maybe you should think about this or think about that. It was literally watching the news from one day to the next, and then boom. I suppose the only consolation, if there is any from this, is that everybody's in the same boat. At different times we were hit, but I mean, essentially we kind of watched the Northern Hemisphere close down city by city. And we kind of knew, we did know that this was going to happen to us as well, but there's always in the back of your mind this idea that it somehow will pass. But it didn't. Here we are. So podcasting and the business of people, what is it? What is it about? I in terms of agenda and hard and fast, I don't really operate that way. Those who know me listening to this knows that I don't really have a script most of the time. Just kind of wing it, see what happens. My wife will tell you that it's part of my personality profile of being a 1-3. This means I just go and do, make a lot of mistakes, a few fuck-ups along the way, frankly. And hopefully come out on the other side with a bright and shiny thing that other people look at and go, wow, that's cool. I think that pretty much sums up my journey into Cape Town office 9 years ago. I needed a space to work. I couldn't do it by myself. Didn't want to work by myself, really. And found a space and found a few people. And here we are 9 years later. I think the bump in the road now, we're going to have to wait and see. We've done a very soft, one foot in front of the other kind of reopening, and we'll take the next few weeks nice and slow and nice and steady, keep ourselves safe, wash our hands a lot, wear a face mask, all that, and just see where we end up. And I don't think it's been all bad, There's been some fantastic things. I don't know about you, but last few months have really produced a few magnificent things. I mean, we've all discovered, or most of us, I think, have discovered new talents and new passions and new things, and discovered that we can do stuff like bake bread. Fuck, I bake bread, man. That's what I do now. No, not really. So the business of people is about conversations with people in business, people that have created their business around people. But the essence of it is really the people. It's the thing that drives everything, right? It's the thing that we can't live without. And I think, full circle, coming back to El COVID and Corona, it's the one thing that we've been pushed away from. And I think that's what's so hard, is having to reimagine life and reimagine business with people at a distance. I mean, how do you do that? So we were having, I was having this conversation with someone a little earlier today, and kind of inspired me to jump in here and do this, but thinking, you got to have balls of steel to open up a restaurant right now. And in fact, just to even the idea of going to a restaurant is quite a daunting, you know, thought. You kind of, what does it mean? What are the implications? And then having to sit and wait, what, minimum 5 days to see whether you've developed any symptoms, and then kind of go from there. It's really strange. Anyway, so yeah, so we're going to take it week by week. I'm hopefully going to share some really insightful conversations with real people. People that I've met, this is one of the best things, but there are many good things about co-working, many amazing things that I can talk about for days. But, and I'll spare you that. But what I will say is that you meet the most extraordinary people in this thing called co-working. And so I hope to take advantage of that in the coming weeks and months and share some conversations with you, with people that are doing some really, really interesting cutting edge things, things that are either in a complete digital world, that have innovated, that have created, that have perfected, that have improved, and their journeys along the way, what they've learned not to do, maybe more than what they should do. So that hopefully there's some insight for you, and hopefully there's some interesting things to take away and try and implement in your own lives, in your own business. I think the more we are in this extended period of what is lockdown and social isolation, the more we realize how much we actually need people, in a real sense, and people in the sense of just that contact. You can't script, you can't create an agenda around, you know, the passing conversations that you might have that lead to a whole myriad of things that you could never have foreseen and planned for. And I think that's what causes such frustration, is that, yeah, you can schedule Zoom calls or Google Chats or fucking WhatsApp video calls, but it's just not the same. It's just not the same. And sadly, I think given what we know about the virus and given what we know about the data and given what we know just about medical science, really, is that it's going to be here for a while. So fuck it. Let's move forward. Let's try and find new ways. Let's try and find just innovate, just refresh thinking, because we can't go back. And in fact, I think it'll be quite sad if we were to just keep trying to go back to whatever normal was before. So welcome. And I hope you tune in, subscribe, share. If you find of interest, send us your comments, send us your thoughts. If you want to participate, we can certainly make that happen. We can phone in. We can do all sorts of fancy things with technology as we have it. And if you're at all like me, and you've been in this situation, then this is kind of I'm going to give you a 5-second intro as to what has become the soundtrack of COVID-19.
When people saw it. And then they share that soul. When people soul.
Yes, because zoling is a thing and saliva is not to be shared. Catch you guys soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. The Business of People with Lizelle Funrain.